This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. I'm your host, Ryan D. Happy Friday. It's almost the weekend. You're here. You made it. To know the Music Savage Show. That's very exciting. Thank you for being out there wherever you are, whenever you are listening. It means the world to me. I appreciate each and every one of you so much for supporting this show and local independent radio. It's a beautiful morning out there. And hopefully, wherever you are as well. Why don't we talk about this show? Let's do it. It's the first Friday of October, October 7th. It is also my amazingly awesome wife's birthday today. If I had to do a show on my birthday, I'm doing a show on her birthday. Birthdays run Fridays. Friday birthdays are the best. All shows are dedicated to her, but of course this one particularly is. Going to kick things off with some of her favorite songs, bands. Get the show started. We're going to celebrate and honor her. Some great musicians in the next set who have passed, who have celebrated birthdays this week. It's Bandcamp Friday. It's the first Friday of the month, so that means it's Bandcamp Friday, where you can purchase music on Bandcamp and all proceeds go to the artist. We're going to shine the spotlight, the record label spotlight today, on Danger Bird Records and highlight some artists there. It's New Music Week. Some great songs from albums out today. Some smoking hot, hot takes. My goodness. So much is coming your way. You ready? I certainly am. Call your friends, tell your neighbors, grab those speakers and turn them up. Grab that beverage of choice. Let's have some fun for a couple hours. Music Savage Show. Well, it starts right now.
First time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to do it. Track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I a masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark, feeling all hell. I got a 9 to 5, so I'll take the night shift. And I'll never see you again if I can help it. In 5 years, I hope the songs feel like covers dedicated to new lovers. You got a 9 to 5, so I'll take the night shift, and I'll never see you again. It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine.
You know, I do love that band. It's one of our favorite bands. That's dedicated to my wife. It's birthday today. Some of her favorite songs and bands right there. The Beths, Dying to Believe, lead single released off the New Zealand Quartet's sophomore album, Jump Rope Gazers, released July 2020 on Car Park Records. One of the best live bands around. Unrest, up into that, Make Out Club. Unrest were great. Band out of Washington, D.C., formed by Mark Robinson, who would later, well, with the formation of Unrest, he would go on and form the fantastic legendary label Teen Beat in Washington, D.C. And that song you heard, Make Out Club, is off of the band's seventh and final studio album, Perfect Teeth, released August 1993 through 4AD Records. Regina Spektor, Hotel Song, taking off the New York City-based musician's outstanding fourth album. It's called Begin to Hope. That was released back in April of 2006. And kicking off the set as well as the show with Lucy Dacus. Great one called Night Shift. First track and lead single off her sophomore album, Historian, released March 2018, Matador Records. That single was the first single. And it was released in 2017. So per the song, it's been about 5 years since that song came out. And does it feel like a cover? Is it for new lovers? It probably is, yes. I'm Ryan D. This Music Savvy Show. Hope you're enjoying the day so far, as well as enjoying the show. Thanks for being out there. Let's get into some music, celebrating some late great musicians and celebrating some birthdays. It's October, and I generally think of October. Not only is it Halloween, you know, spooky season, but it's also Tom Petty month. I declare it Tom Petty month. Maybe someone already did that as well. But he was born in October, October 20th, 1950, to be exact, and he passed away October 2nd, 2017. It's crazy that it's been 5 years without Tom Petty. But we're going to kick off the set here with a song from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, a great one called Last DJ. It's the first song and lead single off of their 11th studio album. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Music Savvy Show.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes
thank you. was sitting on my daddy's knee, listening to the stories that he told. He'd pull out that old photograph like a treasured memory from the past and say, "Child, this year's the family rose." Oh, how it would bring a smile when he talked about her big blue eyes and how her beauty ran down to her soul. She'd walk across the coal miner's yard. Them miners would yell loud and hard, and they'd dream of who would hold the family roll. She was a belle of Johnson County, Ohio River, too big sent, a beauty to behold, like a diamond in the cold. All the miners, they would gather round, talk about the man that came to town, right and all the fellers figured rich until this poor boy caught her eye. His buddies would all laugh and say, "You're dreaming, boy. She'll never look your way. You'll never, ever hold the Vanley." Underneath that old blue Kentucky sky, well, that poor boy won that beauty's heart. Then my daddy would look at my mommy and smile as he brushed the hair back from my eyes, and he'd say, "Your mama, she's the family rose. She was the belle of Johnson County, Ohio.
Rain came down on a tin roof, hardly a sound was left from the birthday party. The kitchen light fell asleep on a bedroom floor. Well, me and her were talking softer than all the time before I lost her. Picture set on top of the chest of drawers. One red rose in the Bible, pressed between a holy alphabet. Probably wouldn't believe you if you told me, but what I never knew, I never will forget. Rainy nights get dark real early. Her dress was soft, her hair was curly. We danced around the table to the old banjo. Rainy nights were made for lovers. We lay there still beneath the covers. I ain't never felt like that before. One red rose in the Bible, pressed between the holy alphabet. Probably wouldn't believe you if you told me, but what I never knew I never will forget. Probably wouldn't believe you if you told me, but what I never knew I never will forget. What I never knew I never will forget.
Eli, the barrel boy of the old town, sells coal and marigolds, and he cries out all down the day. Below the tamarack, she is crying. Corn cobs and candle wax for the buying all down the day. Would I could afford to buy my love a fine robe made of gold and silk Arabian thread. She is dead, gone and lying in a pine grove, and I must push my barrow all the day. And I must push my barrow all the day. Barrel boy, when they found him dressed all in corduroy, he had drowned in the river down the way. They laid his body down in a churchyard, but still when the moon is out, push cart calls down the day. Would I could afford to buy my love a fine gown made of gold and silk Arabian thread. But I am dead and gone and lying in a church ground. Still I push my barrow all the day. Still I push my barrow all the day.
my head. Now close your eyes, spin around, say part time you could find ain't the way that you want. But it's still alright. Late at night, you lay around wondering, counting all the lines. It's so funny now, say, times are hard to get this far, but it ain't the way that you want. I'll be damned if this old man don't start to count on his losses. But it's still alright. See, you learn a lot out there, how to scorch and burn. You only have to bury your friends, and then you find it gets worse. Standing out on a ledge with no way to get down, start praying for wings to grow. Oh baby, just let go.
Birthday in this set and paying tribute as well. Birthday right there. Nathaniel Ratliff, and it's still all right. Title track off his 2020 solo album, released through Stax Records. Today, October 7th, is Nathaniel Ratliff's 44th birthday, born October 7th, 1978. Happy birthday to you, good sir. Because, you know, I know he's listening. Speaking of birthdays, the Decemberists, up out of that, Eli, the Barrow Boy. It's off the third studio album from the Portland, Oregon band, 2005's Picaresque. Happy 48th to Colin Malloy, born October 5th, 1974. I'm just a few days older than Colin Malloy. John Prine, paying tribute to the late, great, wonderful John Prine. One Red Rose, a beautiful song off of his seventh album, 1980's Storm Windows. Up ahead of that, Loretta Lynn, Van Leer Rose, excuse me, first song and title track off the legendary musician's 42nd solo album, produced by Jack White, and released April 2004 on Interscope Records. The Queen of Country passed away just this past Tuesday, the age of 90. She was a force to be reckoned with, and she always will be. So much music, and decades from now, musicians will still be turning to her for her knowledge and all the songs that she created and her just plain fierceness. Rest in peace, Loretta Lynn. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Last DJ, first song, lead single and title track off 11th studio album, released October 2002. As I said, I've declared October to be Petty Month. He was born October 20th in 1950 and passed away October 2nd, 2017. So I play a lot of Tom Petty here, but you'll hear more throughout October on this show. I do hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for being out there. Let's get back into it. It's Bandcamp Friday. Again, it's the first Friday of every month, so you go and purchase an old album or a new album, whatever your heart desires, and that the proceeds go to musicians, the bands themselves. It's a great way to, you know, stack up your collection. So I'm going to play you some songs from albums that I've purchased throughout many a Bandcamp Friday. Starting with this one right here from the wonderful Jonah Tolchin. He has a new album. It was released this past July. It's called Lava Lamp on Yep Rock Records. It's fantastic. And here is a great song for Bandcamp Friday. Jonah Tolchin, Car You Drive. Music Savage Show.
Knocks Hi, this is Erica Winterstrom, and you're tuned into the Music Savage Show with your host Ryan D on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. everybody. Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. Think before you drink. Designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Giving the drummer son some forgiveness.